council meeting to carry each council together for public discussion.
Private discussion on every discussion.
Mr. Fuller, let me finish shut my papers. We'll turn it over to you.
Where's Sonny? Ed, Sonny, I think it's...
Can you tell me the back door?
Yeah, I saw him.
I never saw his body. Is any order you want to go with, Jim?
Well, if we, let me start. First thing I would say is explain the purpose of the Citizens Budget and Finance Committee, Advisory Committee. I think there have been some concerns and questions about what they're doing. They're not preparing the budget. That's not what they're working on. What they're trying to do is provide an independent review of different parts of the town finances. For example, one of the things that they're working on and started on at their meeting was to come up with an independent estimate of what the town revenues are going to be. But that's something, you know, that's not an exact science. It's something that takes some judgment on. Long term, they're looking at things like an acceptable level of debt for the town, making sure that we, you know, the general statutes require the first thing we do at the beginning of every budget is make sure that we have funded all of our debt obligations, including our GASB 45 obligations. And what we may end up doing in this budget this year is actually listing those GASB 45 things separately, because that's a commitment that the town has made that it may be 20 years before we see the expense, but we have to fund that expense every year going forward. So that's those are the kinds of things that they're looking at. They're also going to look at trying to come up with some different ways of presenting the budget. You're showing the sources of revenue, as you know, how much the ad valorem tax is, as the overall budget, and then the expenditures, like, you know, maybe a pie chart showing the police department, streets and sanitation, fire department, building inspection, so people can see where that work is going. So that's the kind of things that they're doing. Okay, so for what we're doing this morning, this is, we have some handouts. What I did, first of all, we didn't give this to the staff members, but each of the council members got this report that Jennifer does. It's the expense worksheet report. And this shows the previous year's budget, the 08-09 budget, the 09-10 budget, budgeted and expended and encumbered, and then it shows the departmental request. And this is how we start working on the budget. And that's a lot of information and it's a lot of detail. So what I did is I took last year's budget ordinance, and you have a handout that looks like this. Everybody should have gotten this. The budget ordinance of the town logo on the top. I took this budget ordinance from last year and made a copy of that. And then I made a spreadsheet. This is not on town stationery because it's not the ordinance. This is just a working copy where I took all those categories and put in the current request and a first estimate of the revenues. And I say that's the first estimate because Jennifer and I still have to go through some other information and look at our year-to-date collections and all. So what that gets us down to, if you look at page 3 of the new one, dated May 13th, and look at page 3 of the one last year, you see that the total of all funds budgeted last year was $5,652,048. The total of all funds this year, based on the departmental request, is $4,614,651. The biggest part of that difference is the sewer rehab project that was budgeted in last year's water and sewer fund. It came down. The water and sewer fund operations last year, operations and administration, was $2,597,000. This year it's $1,485,000. So we don't have that project in the budget anymore, so that's the biggest difference. Now, the important thing for our discussion this morning is, if you look on that page 3 of the working draft for this year, for 2010-2011, is the total projected expenses for all funds is $4,615,000, and the total projected revenue for all funds is $4,064,000. So we have a considerable gap to close. What I would like for us to talk about today, you have another handout from the North Carolina League of Municipalities, which shows projected revenues for Curie Beach, were fourth from the bottom in various categories. This is not projected revenues, I'm sorry. This is actually the collected revenues for the fiscal year 2008-2009. And the way the statute reads we have to use the previous year's budget, meaning 08-09, as the basis for what we project for this year.
Is that just a marker? Is there a reason?
No, it's not a minus. That's just where I was looking at it.
Put a few more gray hairs in Jim's head over there.
But the reason we want to look at this is because if you go back on the revenues for this year, for example, just looking at the one that Jim just brought up, our local option sales tax budgeted revenues for the numbers that are on here now on this new one, if I just plugged in the same numbers we had last year. Last year we budgeted $494,900 in local option sales tax revenue. The League of Municipalities says that the previous year we collected $547,113. So we could use that as the basis of our budget, which would add about $50,000 to the revenues. So one of the things we have to decide is how conservative do we want to be in estimating the revenues? And we have sales tax on here. Do you know what it's talking about? On here, it looks like we have to total. But do we have an expectation that we do we have another payment that see it doesn't show anything. All of these. So are there any more comments? What we've collected to date in sales tax is $325,635, which is less than what we had budgeted, but we know there's more coming in. So what council needs to think about, and we're not going to decide today, is how we want to approach budgeting the revenues based on the comparison of what the league is telling us and what we're actually collecting and what we feel comfortable with in terms of revenue projections. So if y'all have any suggestions or comments on that.
Okay. Farmer Hedge going to kick in there? Do y'all have any suggestions or recommendations on that?
Well, I'm kind of, I just looked at them. I just got them, so I can tell you.
Yeah, kind of the same topic. During the course of this, I'm assuming anyway, we're going to be taking a look at our different funds and what we think is an acceptable amount that we want to have in reserves. I know we use all different kinds of formulas over the years and possibly set up some kind of pay ourselves back to build up just funds. Any idea based on revenue outlet?
That's a decision that we'll have to work on that. And this is the balance as of
balance now?
For everything, it's $1,259,000.
What was, Jennifer, do you have any idea what the balance was last year, just a...
It should have been, I mean, because we added $1,000 when we closed out the books for 08-09.
That's gone.
On what?
Well, when we closed them out, there was a $2,000.
No, that...
Yeah, certainly, I wouldn't count on that $300,000.
What I'm saying is, that's what the auditor will be carrying forward at the close of the 08-09. We haven't seen any of that yet. So there should be, this should be higher than it was.
That's what I asked for, I'd like to see what last year. I'm not very optimistic about a big surge and any more money coming in.
Now, I guess one thing is on the revenues for, building permit fees, garbage and recycling fees, the stormwater monthly fees, and then the collections for water and sewer. How comfortable are we with all of those numbers?
I'm very comfortable with Mark.
Your projections are up, down, or in the middle?
Well, projections last year, what I brought in so far, I'm fairly close to my projections from last year right now. And I feel pretty confident that they're going to remain the same.
On the revenue side,
on the water and sewer charges, I think we're going to be better than the 1.25. That's what you estimate on the charges.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine we've already billed and received as much as that this year. I don't know. Do you have a total on that? Or got close to that already?
I can add something. I have Excel for that here.
182654.
Mm-hmm. 31248.
Mm-hmm. What's that? 184848. 184,
sorry.
184. That was through the end of March. So if we project it through for three quarters of the year. So it's like you say, it should be close to the
probably that's going to be that's going to be more than 159. Okay, that's what it's going to be.
So you're saying that his number right here,
I'm saying my number I'll put up there is going to be closer than the number that you have estimated there.
What number do you have?
I have the 1308 for 1667.
1308.
That's on the billing, existing billing.
Okay.
Then whatever we receive for Fisher Air Base, when we get those online, them online, that will be added to that.
Have we got the paperwork back from them yet, sir?
Yeah, we're just waiting now on the engineering and the installation.
So
numbers, total estimated revenue for the year, you know?
Yes, well, actually what it is, on some of these, you just plug in last year's numbers, like I say, and that's very conservative. And on the TDA, I don't think we've collected anywhere close to all of what we were expecting to win last year. I think we still have another request that needs to go into them, or do we?
No, we got requests.
So we still haven't collected that. But we had budgeted 151 last year, and so far we've collected 70, roughly 73. What was your request? 43. Yeah. So that number probably should actually come down based on, unless we have some reason to think that we're going to try and get forward, which the lifeguard has gone up and we requested some of that money for some single projects. Let everybody go over this, see if you see any mistakes or anything that we need to adjust. Like you pointed out, let me bring to your attention one thing that Harold taught before the meeting. We had the fire department expenditures down at 238,088. That's incorrect. We forgot to add the part-time salaries that Harold wants to include. So that total should be 268,088. Which would make the total at the bottom 2,966,155. We'll get a corrected sheet out for y'all today.
Should we make the total what?
268,088.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
2,000. No. If you go to the bottom where it's 2, you have to add $30,000 to the 2,900,000.
Right. I just get your 2,900,000. Here are an example.
My ear.
I've got a question about the water pump operations numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
You got 1.289 million. 1,289,840. My request from operations was 1,155,825,37. Also, the water fund administration finance and town clerk. It shows 1,95,942. The number I received from them was 1,36,072. Now, there's going to be some changes in that. I don't know, but that's the number that I've got in mind.
Yes, the finance and administration was not budgeted. Someone is going to put in what was requested last year, and then we're going to change it after
that. What now? Say that slower.
What we did is for administration, water, and sewer salary.
Right.
We plug in what we used last year.
Oh, okay, so you just use...
Since the reason we did that is because there are going to be... We've already... You know, Aaron's not here anymore.
Right, there's going to be some changes.
There's going to be some changes, and we're still sorting through that. Jennifer's made a recommendation about how we...
Right,
adjust
so that number's going to stay the same.
Okay, so Dan, let me look, and if you... Water and sewer operations, the total that we have here... I guess that's when we just buzzed in the number that we got.
That was the first request.
Okay. And then Sonny submitted a second request.
Okay.
1,155,837. 1,155. Okay. So we need to adjust that.
And what was the request that you made for administration, the number you had?
That was what she gave me, was the 136.072 was what I was referring to. I believe it was 195.946.
Well, like I say, that 195 was just sort of a marker. Right. We know that we've got to do some more work on that.
Right.
And like I say, a lot of these numbers are, all of this is work in progress. You know, we're trying to have more adjustments and changes. This is the first pass at it.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is get a copy of this for all the department heads so they can go through and see if there are any other discrepancies like the one that Harold caught. So we'll get y'all a copy of this to go through and make sure that we copied it properly from y'all's spreadsheet that you gave to me. One thing that y'all need, the council needs to look at too, is the contributions and requests that we had. Last year we spent $11,000. This year we've got $16,000 or $19,000 in requests. So there's a considerable gap there that we're going to have to look at, and that's always a difficult thing. But like I say, if everybody would take this information, go through it, what we'll do is we'll make the corrections we've already noted here this morning and get another copy out. There are some things that we know that we're going to have to change. We're still working on it. Like, for example, under revenues, for last year, they budgeted interest income at $40,000. We're not anywhere close to that. And the way interest rates are today, it's not going to be. So Jennifer has printed up a list of our fund balances and stuff, and we're going to look at trying to come up with a number on that one. But if we look at interest earned on investments to date, this is the older one, I guess, it's $294. So $40,000 is the budget. A little bit, but there's probably some that's come in.
$40,000.
With the Federal Reserve Fund rate at zero, we're not going to make a lot of money on that. So those are some adjustments that we have to make.
Tobacco.
You better off with the money in the bank.
How did what happen?
I don't think anybody expected the market to, the interest rates to tank like they did.
Well, weren't we based on those numbers on CDs that we
had? Does that matter, CDs?
Actually, the bulk of our money is not in CDs anymore. It's in the North Carolina Cash Management Trust Fund. Of our 1.26 million in reserves, a million are in the Cash Management Trust Fund. And only 255,000 are in CDs. We use the CDs sort of as a
cushion.
But the bulk of it is in the Cash Management Trust Fund, and that is sort of an investment fund, and they try to manage it, but we're subject to the fluctuations. I think so.
Yeah, they didn't guarantee any interest rates, just whatever.
And then also too, John, as the CDs have matured and we've had to, renew them and all, the rates have gone down even on the CDs, so it's not as predictable as we would hope.
Imagine that. Need to invest in the Chinese equipment.
So what we'll do is make the changes that we've already talked about, try and zero in some more on the projected revenues. I still like and this is something we talk about Tuesday night, this is on the agenda for Tuesday night for us to discuss it again when Chuck and Barry are present. And if everybody's had a chance to look at this, still have some guidance on how we want to
account for, you know, sales tax and these other revenues. How conservative we want to be, or if we want to go with this is the lead recommendation for their report are close enough, and we'll go from there. And then what will happen after Tuesday night is we'll come up with another draft of all this, and what the law requires is that by June 1st, we have to submit to the council a budget message that includes the proposed budget, not the final budget, but the proposed budget, and a budget message that includes the highlights of the budget, any changes in fiscal policy from previous years, anything that, changes in accounting and things like that. So if y'all have any ideas about what you want to include in that budget message, let me know that too. Like I said before, one of the things that we're probably going to do is, if you look through this report right here, you'll see the GASB 45 stuff scattered throughout there. What that amounts to is that is an obligation of the town, the same thing as all of our loans and finance agreements for vehicles. We're required by the state each year to fund that retirement. You know, if what happened in the past is towns thought, well, we don't have to worry about that for 20 years, and then 20 years came and they had unfunded retirement. So we have to fund that every year. And that has to come off the top. You know, all of our debt obligations, before we do anything else, we have to make sure we have enough money for those. We do, but what we might want to do is put that in a separate place where we can see that and know that's sitting there, and that's untouchable. You know, we can't, that's not something we have any discretion over. So that's why we want to have that number out front and center. So the budget message would be June 1st with the draft budget. We have another work session scheduled in early June, at which point we would try to come up with the final budget. We've already scheduled a public hearing for just in advance of the June council meeting, which we would hold a hearing on the budget that we've come up with, and then at the June meeting, hopefully, we'll adopt the budget. And I guess one other question that I need to ask the council members is, in terms of closing the gap, because you know, even if we make these adjustments and all, we're closing the gap. What is your preference as far as how we close that gap? Which is, do we want to look at raising taxes and fees? Do we want to look at cutting costs? Do we want to look at some combination of both? Or do we just want to look at cutting costs? Those are sort of the four choices that we have. And if I calculate it correctly, which is a dicey proposition, 1 cent on the tax rate is about $150,000 in revenue. So a penny on the tax rate is about $150,000 in revenue. Just for thought purposes.
I remember when it was 30.
It was one real estate bubble.
You get $100,000, you have to raise $2.5 cents.
Yeah, wasn't that long ago?
Nope. Well, that's all I have, sir.
Any other questions? Anybody from the audience have a question?
Yes, I do. This new thing with the yard waste that we can't put it in our trash. What's going on with that?
That's not a new thing. That's always been. We've always tolerated a small amount put in your trash cans, but the landfill only allows you a certain percentage of yard waste. And your things like 5% or whatever. So what we did is we said there's no yard waste to be put into the trash cans. That was basically our So it's always been there.
But so now what happens? You know, what you do.
Start your compost. That's what I would suggest. And I'll get you all the information you need online. I'll be glad to, you know, do whatever you need. That's what I would do if I was very green and was thinking about that. I'll start me up.
Well, I'm not thinking about the whole population.
That's what I'm thinking. Everybody should do that. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we know what everybody
should do. Now, if you don't do it, I'll put it out front. We'll be glad to come and pick it up and we'll see.
But other towns, you know, like either have a yard waste pickup.
Right.
You know, every week or.
Yeah, we pick up every week. Every week we pick up.
But it's just, you know, it's building your seed. You know.
Oh, we can do that. I mean,
that's asking. I mean, you need to get, if you have more than 5% of garbage in your garbage, do we get fined?
I never pushed it, so I don't know. I would imagine that. It'd be hard for them to figure out what 5%
is. Only because I just found out about, you know.
So you've been putting it in your garbage can this whole time?
I
take care. Do you think people would be interested in having a yard waste pickup?
Maybe. Yeah, certainly something to broach. You know, this is in Connecticut, but in Connecticut, the town would give you. You know, the big heavy paper bags to put your leaves and such in, and then pick it up.
And I think that, you know, where I live in Richmond, they did the same thing. And I don't know. I mean, they actually composted it, and you can go get compost that, you know, they
bring it to you.
Yeah. But here's one thing that is going to be hard to structure in each, because, like in Beach Walk. And I think in the village, the landscape services take all of our yard waste away with them. We never see it. We never have put it. So if you built it into the fee, you know, that would be tricky. You know,
right. Right. Yeah, so, I'm just inquiring.
Yeah, I think we need to pursue it. So I think it's something, because we don't want it going in the trash cans. And we know that if we don't have an alternative, people are going to continue putting it in their garbage cans. And it's real expensive to carry yard clippings to the landfill, and like $56 or $60 a ton.
And to be honest, we don't get that much.
Yeah.
I've just got to go through these.
Where are you putting the sea lights?
You know, I'm thinking, you know what, when you're out there and you're trimming, you're picking up, you know, you're picking up.
Usually, if you put a pile like that, there's usually no charge. We just come out and pick it up. But, you know, I mean, it's like just a little pile, we don't usually charge for that. But, you know, we try to be conscious about that. If somebody's just got a little, trimmed up a little, you know, a little brush.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, that we usually just take that up, throw it in the back of the truck, and keep on going. But, you know, when it starts getting to where it's costing the town, you know, money, we have to charge it.
I know we're hoping people would schedule the big trims when we had that free pickup that we've done.
I'm glad you asked the question, though, because it reminded me we have two other looming challenges, and Jim and Sonny and I have talked about this a little bit. One of them has to do with waste disposal, and the county is getting ready to do something to the county landfill, and that may affect us. The way we collect trash and the way we pay for disposal. And the other thing is the sewer rates, because Carolina Beach is now doing a review of the cost at the sewage treatment plant, and there's going to have to be, I don't know if it'll get done before the budget is adopted, you know, some because once we adopt the budget, we pretty much have our stuff with those fees until next year, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are two things that just keep in the back of your mind.
Gentlemen, we're going to go into a closed session and consult with the attorney. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second.
So you don't tell me that anymore.
Yes, if we end it. Go to Karen's. I think I've seen more place like that. Karen's always stick at it when he comes by there.
What? Well, just now.
Tina. I'm going in. Am I going in? I'm really